This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This week, we've been asking our correspondents to think about the areas they cover and look ahead to the new year. Not a year-end list of stories, but a year-beginning one. And today, we're talking with our Washington correspondent, David Gura. Hey, David.
Hey, Lizzie.
All right, so the year ends with, oh my gosh, an actual budget deal. First time in 30 years. So look ahead. What's next? What comes after that?
Well, we shouldn't downplay the significance of the fact that Congress actually did something. I mean, that is an achievement unto itself. But this was not a big deal or a grand bargain, as politicians like to say. This was a really basic compromise, Lizzie. But I think that this is going to be the model kind of going forward into 2014, that politicians are going to scale back their ambitions. And I know that New Year's is supposed to be the time for wild optimism about what's to come. But I think that politicians are not going to aim that high next year. I think they're gonna take this sort of piecemeal approach to things that aren't related to the budget. So maybe immigration and tax reform, things like that.
So explain how that framework works for all of these other issues.
Yeah, I started thinking about this when that bipartisan budget conference committee started meeting. Paul Ryan, at that first meeting, said the taxes were not going to be on the table. And he held really firm to that. And for their part, Democrats did the same thing. And so what they came up with was this agreement that really at its face was pretty underwhelming. I mean, here's Patty Murray just announcing that compromise.
So this deal doesn't solve all of our problems, but I think it is an important step in helping to heal some of the wounds here in Congress, to rebuild some trust and show that we can do something without a crisis right around the corner.
Okay, so maybe as Congress licks its wounds, I can get a slow clap from you, Lizzie, for that. But I don't think that this small act of bipartisanship, doing the bare minimum, is going to lead to big changes on other issues, at least not in these next few months.
Okay, so look ahead for me. What are the other issues we're talking about here?
Yeah, so, I mean, first up is the debt ceiling. So here we go again with the debt ceiling. And, you know, this is really kind of the quintessential modest bargain that we've seen brokered over and over again. So there's this kind of quasi-compromise for a deal that's going to raise the debt ceiling for, what, a couple of months, maybe half a year? And just because of the way that's played out over and over again, because of the political climate here, I don't think that's going to change. I don't think we're going to get to a point where this isn't something that we're going to have to keep worrying about every few months, every half year or so.
The only other one that's out there that people of both parties like to talk big about here is tax reform. But that's a really big lift. You think that falls back into the small plates course?
I do. And I mean, it's a big lift just in terms of how thick and thorny the tax policy. I mean, it's like tens of thousands of pages long. So, you know, maybe in the end, Congress will close a few loopholes or they'll do away with some deductions and tax credits. But I'm not really sure that you could say changing a few things here and there constitutes real tax reform.
That's your look ahead for the year. Small plates, small ball, a lot of little compromises. That's going to be on your beat for the year, David Gura.
Lucky me.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks, Lizzie.